Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we have two guests joining us. First, Fernand Courchain, founder of Défi Everest Orford.
Je suis le fondateur et organisateur du Défi Everest Orford.
And also with us is the business development director of AlterGo.
I'm the business development director for AlterGo. In fact, with my wonderful team, we are in charge of all sponsorship and donation.
Our guest, Marie Bélanger, sets the stage for Fernand's event, Défi Everest Orford, by introducing AlterGo and the Défi Sportif, an event that showcases the abilities and talents of individuals with functional limitations.
I have to say right up front that the event is Fernand's event, but he is giving us his fundraising for the Défi Sportif AlterGo. So it's a peer-to-peer event that he's doing. So the Défi Sportif, in fact, it's the largest annual multi-sport event in the country. Its particularities is that it welcomes 1,000 of athletes with all functional limitations, starting from school to international. So for example, our last edition was the 41st. So we had 10 days of competition. So we reunite 6,000 athletes. From all those athletes, 5,000 were students from 100 different schools all over Quebec, the Quebec country. So, and in fact, we had 22 countries all over coming in. And what's interesting with the Paralympic starting very soon, all the students, they participate in different sports all year long and they come to the competition and they meet those elite athletes and some of them will make it to the Paralympic Games this year.
Our guest goes on to explain how well the Défi Sportif fit with Fernand's event, mentioning that the goal to support the inclusion of people with disabilities aligned well and that it resonated deeply with their values of community and accessibility.
We make the Défi Sportif AlterGo. Fernand, last year, he phoned us because he was doing his event at Orford. And with this event, he raises money. So he was looking for an event to give his money. And we really fit together because we have the same values, which are the inclusion of people with disabilities. So when he phoned me up and explained what he was doing, we sure it helps us with the financial aspect. But more than that, we said yes right away and we wanted to help because we are doing, in fact, a little bit the same thing.
Fernand Courchain shares in French his perspective on the profound impact of the event. He highlights how it allows individuals, even those with physical limitations, to experience the ascent of Mont Orford as a team. This event fosters social inclusion and improves overall well-being.
C'est une très belle expérience pour eux, puisque ça leur permet de faire l'ascension d'une montagne en équipe, une belle montagne comme le Mont Orford, de vivre une expérience aussi d'inclusion sociale, puisqu'on fait ça en équipe. Puis moi qui travaille dans le domaine de la santé, bien, c'est aussi une façon d'améliorer, je dirais, la santé globale des personnes, mais qui est aussi humaine en même temps.
Marie even shares a personal story and testimony about a colleague who attended the event last year. Her colleague, a paraplegic for the past 5 years, participated in climbing Mount Orford. Here's what she had to say.
I had a colleague coming in last year to the event. She's been a paraplegic for the last 5 years. So we brought her up the mountain, and at the top of the mountain, she cried and she explained to me, you know, I never thought I would see a paysage like this anymore. So yes, she was with everybody, but it gives them the opportunity also to live some, to go to an event, you know, that they think that they are not able to do.
Our guests reassure us that there are measures in place to ensure the safety and well-being of the participants, especially considering the physical demands of transporting individuals to a mountain summit.
First of all, we need to say that this is not a competition, okay? So the safety of the person is every person with disabilities, but also the volunteer is very important to us. Fernand makes sure that we well balance the team, you know, so because you need some people with good physical abilities. Fernand is trained for reanimation, And also we know how to secure transfer to help the person going from his chair, for example, into the jouelette or the specialized equipment that we have on place. Also, when the person arrive at the event, we make sure to welcome them, but explain how it will work and what to do if something happens. In fact, offered security person, there's a person at offered who is in, I would say in charge of the security as well.
It was Fernand's personal journey towards a healthier lifestyle that became a catalyst for creating this event. 4 years ago, he decided to take control of his health by losing weight and improving his daily habits. This personal transformation led him to take on various challenges, and ultimately, he wanted to give back to the community.
Oui, exactement. Eh bien, tout ça est parti d'une remise en forme personnelle il y a 4 ans. Là. Donc, je me suis repris en main, j'ai perdu du poids, j'ai amélioré mes habitudes de vie. Là, j'étais dû pour un défi. Fait que de fil en aiguille, j'ai commencé des défis, mais je voulais aussi redonner à la communauté, d'où l'idée des collègues de fonds.
And as a lead-up to the Défi Everest Orford, Fernand, assisted by volunteers, already organized a weekend of outdoor activities on July 5th and 6th at Morrissey Park. He explains that it was such a touching experience that they shed a tear under the waterfalls.
Donc, pour des personnes qui n'auraient absolument aucun autre moyen de vivre ça, ben ça leur a permis de vivre ça. Et c'était très touchant, encore une fois. On a versé des larmes sous les chutes et puis c'était vraiment... simplement extraordinaire comme expérience et puis c'était tout le temps enrichissant pour tout le monde.
Marie gives us the dates for this year's Everest Orford Challenge.
So it's from September 19 to September 22nd at Mont Orford. And I would just like to add that I did it last year and it's wonderful, wonderful days. I invite everybody to come. It's so special to live through a day like that.
And finally, Fernand Courchain emphasizes his philosophy, making the inaccessible accessible and the impossible possible, and that with teamwork, energy, and determination, anyone can achieve what seemed impossible. He invites anyone that would like to help them reach their financial objective to do a Google search for AlterGo.
Ben, je dirais tout simplement que mes dictons, c'est rendre l'inaccessible accessible. C'est un peu ce qu'on a fait au Parc de la Mauricie, puis rendre l'impossible possible. Donc, souvent, c'est dans notre tête que c'est impossible, mais souvent, la force de l'équipe, quand on y met l'énergie puis la détermination, bon, on peut rendre l'impossible possible. Si les gens voulaient faire un don, qu'ils pouvaient y aller, faire une recherche Google, ils vont trouver Défi Everest Orford, la page sur sur AlterGo, et puis c'est possible de faire un don pour la cause.
Thank you to our guest, Fernand Courchain, organizer of the Défi Everest Orford, and Marie Bélanger, Business Development Director of AlterGo. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community.